Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to WPI Rebuttal. We faced an unusual new challenge last Friday because it turns out that the Blog Talk Radio service delivery plan has a certain exception to it. In other words, when we were doing two segments daily, like every Friday, to create kind of a one-hour show, but with a break in the middle, just because Blog Talk Radio forces a break after every 30 minutes. Then you have to call the conference line again and essentially relaunch our internet radio show every 30 minutes because we have to maintain financial independence. So basically, neither I nor the primary content producer actually pays anything to use Blog Talk Radio. So an outage every 30 minutes is to be expected because Blog Talk Radio has to incentivize people to pay for a service. Unfortunately, when we were doing the we started off with 2 hours for the publicity, and then we whittled it down to 1 hour after a few weeks of episodes just to make sure we were best serving our listeners. And then after that, Blog Talk Radio, of course, ended our month-long premium trial, which if that was Blog Talk Radio's premium service that I had been using, I'm glad I'm not buying because it sure did not come across as a premium service. There are many downsides. For one thing, it's not user-friendly. I had tried to stream the episodes that had been completed. I tried to find the download links, but it appears it is possible to download these podcasts from Blog Talk Radio only if you have a login. Now, I remember years ago that wasn't the case. Anyone could go and access the link, but now Blog Talk Radio has changed that for whatever reason, even though they're creating a huge disservice to the end customer, not their customer, but they're creating a huge disservice to the people who would buy from their customers. It's really complicated to try to explain in words, but essentially, Blog Talk Radio, of course, is a vendor and has like the freemium service where it gives a bad free service to try to incentivize people to upgrade a plan. And the people who listen to the people who use Blog Talk Radio are the end customer not actually being a customer of Blog Talk Radio, other than, I suppose, for the sake of metrics, where Blog Talk Radio can talk about how it's the most popular platform for radio hosts. But, of course, it doesn't really mean anything to the actual customer of BTR versus the end customer. So now that I've distinguished different forces at play in their business model, I'm going on record saying that WPR Rebuttal will not order from Blog Talk Radio. No. If we scale up to the point where we need paid hosting, it'll not be Blog Talk Radio. Just too many hang-ups and odd workarounds that we encountered, and we had to like provide the workarounds ourselves. No way. That's unacceptable for Blog Talk Radio to go and have such a strange service where the end user cannot directly download podcasts. That's just ridiculous. Now, my workaround to that, as Senator JPO, the host of WPR Rebuttal, is to go to the dashboard and not only download an offline copy for myself where I can go and distribute it via file sharing if I wanted to, but more directly, just link to that secret download URL and post that to my Blogspot radio, not Blogspot radio, blogspot.com blog, which is also, of course, known as Blogger. So Blogger is blogspot.com, and that's actually a good service and not affiliated at all with Blog Talk Radio. I just use blogspot.com or Blogger to link to the certain parts of the internal shield off parts of Blog Talk Radio can correspond to each episode. And it should be noted, I am allowed to do that because the content to which I link is not behind a paywall. It's just behind a user dashboard that anyone theoretically get if they had an account. But particularly my episodes, only I can see a link because users of our BTR accounts cannot actually see the link to my podcast episodes unless I make them live as I do on Blogger. So now I've explained what happened, why Blog Talk Radio made us unable to continue with our show after 1.5-hour segments. Yes, that's what happened Friday, June 3rd. We at WPR Rebuttal had completed the first 1.5-hour segment, and we were talking about the Deltek talent system and how it eliminated your data. Now, fortunately, I had engineered a workaround to that highly inconvenient glitch. And if you, any of the listeners, have any experience with this dreaded Deltek talent system, you're welcome to call in. WPR Rebuttal, our number is 608. Oh, sorry, I should not. I'm reading the host number I'm calling in. Sorry, too many things on his dashboard. 929, ignore 608. Yeah, we're kind of calling in from the Madison area as appropriate for WPR Rebuttal, but our conference line is actually hosted in California. So the call in to WPR Rebuttal, our number is 929-477-3965. And our topics for today are, well, we just covered the Blog Talk Radio business model, which, again, too many bad experiences with them. I'm not going to buy anything from BTR, no premium service or anything, unless they change the things that I had pointed out, which they probably won't. So if I do scale up WPR Rebuttal, it would be with a different internet radio service. Definitely not BTR. And another topic that we're now focusing upon is the solution to all these Deltek talent system validation errors. And I'll call it DTS. Not Dancing with the Stars, but Deltek talent system. Okay, so in our first segment, we had covered how to create an account with the Deltek talent system and how to populate your resume, even though DTS does its darndest to go and erase your data when validating the page. And for, just to recap, the workaround you need to do is to type in information, or rather paste from your resume, but just enter the minimum that you can. That is only one position in your work history, and then go to the next page. Well, actually, let's factor. So you enter one position, but then at the very bottom, there's a text area. In that text area, you paste all your work history from your resume. Or as Deltek Talent System asks, just your 10 years most recent work history. So for that, I posted all my 10 years of work history into that text area directly from my resume. And within my one position within the applicant tracking system, I typed, Deltek Talent System keeps erasing my data. See my resume for complete work history. So by having few positions to validate, in this case only one, Deltek Talent System will let you go to the next screen, which is diversity information, or no, cover letters, sorry. Go to cover letters. I'm looking at screen captures here, so I'm looking at screen captures in order, and I'm glad I made these screen captures because Deltek Talent System is just counterintuitive. It will erase your information and say right where you had input information in the appropriate format, it will clear it out as soon as you click next. And it's not a timeout. It's directly linked only to when you click next. So that's the one good thing about Deltek, is that it's difficult to time out. It gives you plenty of time to populate the fields, but the horrifying, well, not horrifying, but, you know, hyperbole and how it goes, but just the sickening feature of Dell Tech Talent System is that when you do click through the next screen, it will prevent you from doing so because it is almost as if the programmers at Dell Tech Talent System accidentally coded a selective clear function into that submission button. Usually you have a submission button and a clear button. And God knows why they have a clear button on any of the forms, because if there were a clear button, all you need to do is clear the cookie and refresh the page. Having a clear button makes it easier to accidentally erase the work that you spent like minutes inputting, when in this case there's not even such a clear button, which is good. But the bad part is the one button that's supposed to send your data is like a selective clear button. It'll erase a lot of it. And again, that's why you can only input one position safely without running the risk that your information will be wiped away by the validation error script, which I presume it has something to do with if you input too many positions into the applicant tracking system, as opposed to inputting your resume into that text area. That's treated differently by ATS. It's not subject to the validation script. So that's the key to getting your information communicated, is to paste it into a text area, which is not validated because that text area is optional, although it'll be key to you communicating your information while putting the minimum number of fields required. Don't add any work history beyond that one, and use that one field to just explain that Dell Tech keeps wiping your data, because otherwise how will the quality assurance team know unless you tell them? They have to know from the users on the ground. Then finally get to the cover letter information. Again, skip the cover letter. You'll see text with an asterisk after it implying that it's required, but no, you can just skip the step. Now, skip step is next to the buttons that say next and finish later, but skip step is the button that's on the far right of the button array. And for, again, this is for Dell Tech Talent System. A lot of applicant tracking systems, they might be ridiculous and force you to have a cover letter even when a position does not say a cover letter. And as a rule of thumb, job seekers should not waste their time with a cover letter, unless the position says you must upload a cover letter or send your resume and cover letter to such and such. But the bright side is, if it does require a cover letter, most of the time it'll be for a position where you can just email your resume and cover letter to a human and an email address instead of muck around with these applicant tracking systems. So again, with Dell Tech Talent System, skip the cover letter, and then what's next? I gave really long annotated names to these screen captures, so I have to manually open them up from my documents window. Okay, so we launched a resume. It says resume saved, right? It saved your resume, but it did not send your resume to any position. No one from Human Resources has your resume yet. So how do you get to that step of actually sending your resume via Dell Tech Talent System? Well, you have to go back to the job listing. So after your resume is saved, you click on the button that says View All Jobs, because searching for jobs can be very error-prone. And the first button is Search Jobs. But how do you know that you'll miss an opportunity that you're a perfect match for in like some place you never heard of? Now, again, I've never been interviewed for a job outside my locality, even though I've applied for positions farther away. So a whole move for work claptrap is just ridiculous. It presumes that you are actually deemed qualified enough to even work anywhere outside your local community. So do not move for work unless you have a job offer on the table. And again, these so-called community leaders are like, move for work, move for work, move for work, you know, like Muppets or whatever. they most of them have never been in a position where they had to move for work. And most of them have never been in your position as the downtrodden job seeker where, you know, no one wanted their carcass, right? So they have a different worldview where they presume that you can do anything that you attempt when really, no, it's not the case. So the whole move for work thing, I can have a podcast exclusively on that issue, but a flashpoint. Hey, if you're a person who's ever been told to move for work, or if you're someone who ever told someone else to move for work, call 929-477-3965. I'll still be reviewing the Dell Tech Talent System, but I'll also be monitoring the dashboard for any callers who might wander in during our live internet broadcast. All right, so now we went to view all jobs, and you might see an array of different positions at different states or cities within the states. And here we are. If you see apply to requisition, you're on the right track because that means that you applied. Now, in this case, we just sent their resume, so it just said, what is the confirmation here? I have to return to that other screen. Wow, this is really interesting that when you give a unique parenthetical name, like a notation to each of these screen captures, a person cannot just like change the number. They also have to change like the explanatory text over here. So we're getting closer to that one telltale screen. So after you save the resume, we'll say resume profile. If you see resume profile after clicking finish, we're not done yet. Your application has not been sent to any human. What you need to do instead is, you can actually go to your resume submission history and confirm, verify nothing has been sent. But you need to go to a button that says view all jobs. And then once you're on the view all jobs page, job title is on the left, and each position is in like aquamarine or light sky blue, that type of color. And it can be difficult to read because they have a light colored background too. So really the first thing that Dell Tech should change is have a darker color for their links, because the light colored links on a light colored background is just inconvenience. Kind of like how Blog Talk Radio has slightly darker orange on like this gaudy, almost blaze orange background. An orange on orange for their error messages on Walk Talk Radio. That's a really horrible design decision, but less grievous but still questionable is Dell Tech Talent System's choice of light blue on kind of like a bluish white background. So getting to that position, I had applied for Human Resources Manager. And they have a position over in Tulare, California. So I sent it in. And the next step, once you click on that opportunity, looking at my notes. Okay, so long story short is that you can have the same steps that you use to send your resume. That's all you need to do is you had already populated your resume. You can click on the title of any position in the Dell Tech Talent System once the resume is saved. Just go to the bottom. Don't change anything, because if you do change anything, then you might trigger a validation error. So leave everything alone. Just scroll to the bottom of the page. Click next. Click next again. Or no, sorry. Click next on the first page. Then click skip this step for the color left. So you're on the main view all jobs page. Click the job title. Scroll down. Click next. Scroll down. Click. Skip this step. Scroll down again for reversing information. Click next, presuming that you had either filled it out in your resume preparation or you had left it blank as you have the option of doing. Then you have a review of what you'll send. Just scroll to the end, down the page, click finish, and then this page should appear. apply to requisition, right? Even though you had already applied, it'll say it in the present tense, apply to requisition, even though you had already applied past tense to that requisition. And then it will say, we are pleased you would consider joining the whatever team. Or the message from whatever human resources team is entirely dependent upon which company uses the Deltek Talent System. So the Deltek Talent System leaves that apply to requisition page open to the client company to determine the confirmation message it wants to put after you apply to a position. Oh, man. So, yeah, if you go back to resume submission history, it'll show all the positions to which you had actually sent your resume. And that's the key. So, where is its resume submission history? Well, okay, so from the confirmation page that shows that you applied to a requisition, you go back to Career Center. And then from Career Center, then you'll have a new set of links at the top of the page. Then you can go to Resume Submission History. And Resume Submission History page, then you'll find which positions actually have marked your application as received. And some positions, or some companies rather, like the one I applied to, this company, will say that whether you have an interview scheduled. Now, that's kind of handy, but again, that's mostly dependent upon the company. That's mostly dependent on the company that is using Deltek Talent System. That's not a guaranteed perk. And in fact, considering the grievous glitch of Deltek Talent System is that when you try to populate the applicant tracking system fields as you normally would, then when you click through submit or click the next button, it'll selectively clear your information without being clear or articulate about why there's a validation error. Because there's no particular format for stuff like your job title, that's just plain text, but it'll be cleared out when you click next. Your duties, that's text areas, that's mostly safe. But the other stuff, it's kind of like if there are special formats or like character limits for like, let's say, job title or whatever. And all my job titles have been brief, within 20 to 25 characters. Well, they just need to go and flag this right away before clearing anything. They just need to mark it and give a specific error message like, title is too long, but there is no such information. There are no such flags. There is nothing helpful such as title is too long. There's just, we wipe your data and then say field is empty. And that's really horrible. Deltek needs to know this. So anyway, I just walked you through how to get past the Deltek Talent System as to whether or not you'll get an interview or whether this will just prove to be a waste of time. That's pretty much over. Because you're obviously putting forth your best foot in terms of presenting your work history as relevant. And even if you do get a job interview, that might be an even bigger waste of time because, again, like the hiring managers tend to be prone to, so you can be qualified, but if you and they somehow differ at all in the level of enthusiasm or in your, if you're not a clone of them, essentially, in terms of how they see themselves, then you don't have a chance. And it's really disappointing because, you know, you can go and mimic what they look like. You know, like if you happen to spy on them and you notice that, they wear polo shirts a lot and then you buy a polo shirt in the same color that they tend to wear and you're wearing in your interview. But no, they don't see you as a reflection of their internal world. Well, how the heck do you know their internal self-concept, right? Oh, man. Like, if they were to draw a caricature of themselves, that would help because then you could go and make yourself look like the caricature and then you'd match kind of like their internal image of themselves. But no, hiring managers, just one of those situations where you can't have the knowledge. They don't let you have the knowledge that you need in order to really stack the deck in your favor for an interview. Otherwise, you're just doing the same damn stuff, the best practices that most other qualified applicants are doing. So if you beat some people for a position, it's only going to be like the bottom of the barrel candidates. If you're a middle-tier candidate, well, you lost too. So working around this Dell Tech talent system. What a cumbersome name. That's almost as bad as the Taleo Universal Profile, but on the bright side, you can abbreviate that as Taleo Up. So DTS, not Dancing with the Stars, in this case, it's Dell Tech talent system. Well, this is just going on, and applicant tracking systems, there are too many, and all of them are bad, pretty much. I have yet to find a good applicant tracking system. When I do, I'll definitely encourage other companies to use it. Well, this is Senator JPO, host of WBR Rebuttal. This has been our Monday edition based on BTR cutting us off quite rudely on Friday. And, yeah, BTR doesn't care. If you're a caller or a host, every half hour, if you're on a free plan, they'll cut it off. And if you're at the end of your free premium trial, which wasn't very premium in my opinion, good thing that month was free. And because I did not pay for an extension, which I will not, then now it means we can only have one half an hour podcast. Oh, and the stupid BTR is barking at me in the conference line. 2 minutes remain. 1 minute remain. Yeah, the BTR conference line can be silenced, which it will, because I'm just going to end the episode right now. And our next episode will be on Friday, June 10th, and then there'll be actually like a two-part. So our first part will be Friday, June 10th. Our second part will be Monday, June 13th. That's our new format, and this will be announced formally on the WPR-rebuttal.com website, which is essentially a blogger or blogspot.com blog that we use independent of BTR. See you folks on Friday, June 10th, and then again on Monday, June 13th.